podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
This is kind of interesting. She says, Dom, we've been married 6 years and things are pretty good, but we have money issues. And that's why I'm frustrated with my husband. He has a good college degree, but he's in a job that pays almost nothing. We both know that he could find a much better paying job, but he insists that he loves, and she put that in all caps, loves what he does. He's happy going to work every day and doesn't want to leave for some job that pays better, but that he'd hate. I love her next line. I'm happy that he's having such a jolly time at work, but if it's not helping to pay the rent, then I'm not impressed. And that is from Whitney.
Was this really from Nicole?
Diggity, diggity, diggity.
All right.
You know what's funny is what that do you do? Occasionally we will get letters like this, and I do find that I'm completely on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like I'm saying to Dom in the Morning listeners, you're going to have to sway me one way or the other because I don't know how I feel this. I see both sides. I see that you need to be happy in your work. I mean, you just don't want to get up and go to work. We have so many people listening to the show right now who are on their way to a job that they hate. And that makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does. It makes me sad because for my entire life, I've done a job that I love. I love coming to do this job every day. And I feel so bad for people who go off to a job that they hate. On the other hand, you do have to pay the bills.
Sure. I'd want to know what their money issues are related to. Like if she or him, if they're just shopping too much, buying a lot of unnecessary things that they could kind of curtail. Oh, come on. And if they could maybe cut their purchases and may the leprechauns be near you. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just cut some of their expenditures.
Well, maybe they're
be fine.
They already are budgeting. You know, but I think that she's thinking this is such a black and white situation where she's like, yes, he loves his job, but he makes no money. So I want him to quit his job and he's going to find a job that he hates, but it's going to pay him good. Maybe he could find another job that he enjoys that has a little
raise.
Right
in the middle.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that because suddenly she's framing it as, if he leaves this job, he's guaranteed to not like his next job.
Right.
He doesn't know that.
He
might find a fantastic job and then just do some podcasting on the side from home and be happy with his radio.
I do wonder how he could work for this place for so long and not feel resentment.
You're pushing it.
All right.
You're pushing it. Verita, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think about this?
Well, I had a job that I loved and I did it for 27 years and made twice as much money as my husband, even though he had a college degree. Okay, I decided I should go back to school and do something more professional, so I did, and now I'm making a portion of what he made before. So I'm like making a fourth of what I was making before, you know? We're still happy. We still pay our bills.
I'm confused.
So this is like total opposite.
I'm really confused. So do you think that her husband should keep his job or go find a new one?
Keep his job.
Keep it.
Because the grass is not greener on the other side of the street. He needs to keep his job if he's happy. Because if he's unhappy going to work every day, they're both going to be unhappy.
Well, it could be if you pay for a nice lawn service.
You got to have a good job.
Or
yeah.
True green.
Thank you for being, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day. All right, so there's one vote for keep the job. Okay. Here's Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I think he should get a new job. I mean, we all go to, unless we're you, we all go to work to get paid. otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. You know, yeah, I enjoy it, but I don't go there to be entertained.
Maybe there's something wrong with me. I come to work to be entertained.
I know.
Well, you're in a great industry for that. I mean,
great.
What's holding him on to the other side's fun? I'm being a suspicious woman. I'm thinking, what's going on there?
Well, I want to know what he does.
Wait a minute, Teresa. Are you suggesting there could be some sort of extracurricular activity?
Oh, come on.
The broom closet's
very big.
That's what she is suggesting.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, why would anybody want to hang on to a low-paying job when all you've done is work, you know, gone to school for however many years to get what you want? Maybe you studied the wrong thing. I'd love to be in the animal industry. I wouldn't make a dime in it.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day, and I hope you enjoy your job more today than you did yesterday.
Well, okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
She's like, yeah, whatever.
Well, here's Angela. Hello, Angela.
Good morning.
One vote says keep the job. One says get a new job. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm a recruiter. I see it every day. People have to be happy. Bottom line. I hear miserable stories all the time. If he's happy, my gosh, stick around unless he can find something that he's also going to be happy with.
Well, why do we automatically assume that a new job, he'll be unhappy?
Oh, I'm not. You can find another job. I'm so happy in my job.
Yeah.
But I recruit.
But you just told him to keep
miserable.
His job, though.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what? Make it work.
Well...
Why can't she go out? Why can't the wife go out?
He's
and get
getting
a better
paid
job?
Peanuts. He's leaving money on the table.
Yeah, but
he's
going to live a long, happy life.
I'm sticking to my guns.
Good for you. I'm glad you called. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Who's next? Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Tom.
Dom.
I thought he said Tom.
Hello, Sam. What do you have to say about this?
I don't keep the job. You know why?
Why?
Because it took us 2 million years to have the brain we have today. We have to use it.
Right.
Why you want to keep the job which doesn't pay you enough? As long as there is not illegal activity, go for a better pay.
Yeah.
So as long as he keeps doing something that's legal, go get the new job.
With a better money, of course.
See, here's the thing. I agree with you, and I'll tell you why. It's not like I'm money hungry or something, but I recognize that if you're going to go and get your college degree and you're going to invest all that time and all that money, then you should be doing it for a reason. If you just wanted to go to a job where you could play, shoot baskets, with your paper at the trash can and laugh with your friends, why did you even bother going to college?
Exactly. Why? There's no logical reason for that.
And I don't like the suggestion that if you change jobs, you automatically are going to be unhappy. I just reject that.
Yeah, change is hard,
You're
though.
Absolutely right.
Sam, do you like what you do?
Of course.
Yeah, what do you do? I have to know.
I drive as a limo driver.
Do you now? Who's the most famous person you've ever had in your limo?
John Elway.
You had John Elway in your limo?
Kind of a big deal.
Oh,
yeah.
Big teeth.
Please tell me that he was a good tipper.
To be honest with you,
yeah.
Yes, they were a good tipper.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad you called. You have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show. All right, so that was 3-2 in favor of keep the job.
Ooh.
Emily?
Oof.
Man, I tell gentlemen caller all the time. We spend more time at work than we do probably doing anything else, so it's important to like it. But I think he's just stuck in his ways. I say you need to get a new job, buddy.
All right, Emily tied it up at 3-3. Jeremy?
Oh, there's so many more circumstances I want to know with this, but I say get a new job. Move on. You've had your fun.
Chris?
Get a new job.
Did you say get a new job?
Yep, get a new job.
And I'm going to make it unanimous on the panel. So that suddenly surged from a 3-2 deficit to 6-3, Whitney, that you need to tell your husband to go find a new job. And now we're going to get the outraged emails from people like, how dare you tell that man to give up a job that he enjoys?
He loves working at the carnival.
He's going to have to find some other gig. Quit. It's not, daycare. It's work. You can find something that you enjoy that pays better.
That's right.
You can do it. It's not impossible.
But you want a bear.
Hey,
step right up.
And thanks for your phone call this morning.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.